We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting from the Halley Building in downtown Cleveland, it's the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Morgan, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
The same for you. How you feeling?
Warm. Actually, you know what's so sad? Right now it's 84 degrees outside and I have a Snuggie on and a zip-up hoodie.
Yeah, it's hard to know how to dress when you come to work.
It's always an icebox in here.
Yeah, it's absolutely chilly where we work, so you don't know how to dress. But yeah, the heat waves are there again today. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here, too.
Good morning. I'm glad to see that you made it into work this morning.
Yeah, I'm off to a good start here.
Okay.
With my wife now in Florida for the rest of the week.
Your wife and your son, right?
Yeah, my youngest son, Drew, is with her. By the way, they flew. They had no problems flying yesterday.
Good.
You've been hearing so much about airline backups and cancellations and everything else. And they got down to Florida. No problem. They're having fun down there. I took them to the airport yesterday.
Yeah.
Morgan, I picked up Paula's friend and Drew's friend. And I took them all to the airport. And as we get there, we pull into the departures. And I get out of the car. And I go to the back and I grab everybody's suitcase and I take it out of the trunk.
Yeah, you're in the car.
Right.
Then what happened?
And then I get back into the car and I had my iTunes playlist just going on random.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not exaggerating. I get into the car.
Funky Town.
A song.
It's Funky Town?
You wish. That's not even on my playlist, I don't think. A song ends and then this song comes on.
Ain't no sunshine. When
see, Funky Town would have been better. Would have lifted your spirits.
It's not warm when she's away.
That's sad. Well, I know you weren't listening to Q104 if that was the case.
No, is it? I felt like I was in a movie. Like I'm driving away from Hopkins. I'm in tears. My wife is gone for the rest of the
week.
But everything else yesterday, I think I did well. I ran one load of dishes.
And nothing bad happened?
I checked the dishwasher this morning. Everything in there looks clean and,
nice.
And nothing's broken. Will's baseball uniform is successfully soaking in borax down in the laundry machine. Last night I watered the tomato plants and the lilac bushes.
Nice.
My dog Myrtle is fed and watered and still alive.
Well, praise be.
I'm going to say so far, so good.
Don't jinx it.
The thing is, it's probably nothing to brag about. This is stuff that people do every single day.
Yeah, I know. You're a man child, but we're using this week to grow you up a little bit.
People are like, welcome to my world. This
yeah,
is what
really.
I do every day.
Every day.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Real life, real Cleveland.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
From the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center. Hurt in a car? Call KNR.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here, too.
Good morning.
Got the old school hit coming up in just a bit. But right now, I want to tell you about Jeremy and Sarah Henson.
Okay, where are they from?
Lenexa, Kansas. And recently, they decided to go on vacation. Las Vegas.
Okay.
But they needed to do something with Dexter. And Dexter is their dog. So Jeremy and Sarah found one of those puppy hotels.
Okay.
And they boarded the dog. They boarded Dexter. And they left for Vegas. And they're having a great, grand old time in Vegas. And now the Hensons have one of those Ring door cameras.
Yeah, so you can see what's going on at your house when you're not there.
Yeah, so you get like a notification on your phone, right?
Yeah.
So that's exactly what happens. I guess you get it if someone rings the bell or if there's actually movement on your porch. You'll get that notification.
Right, right.
So Jeremy and Sarah get this notification on their Ring phone and they check the app to see who's at the front door. And it's Dexter.
What?
He's
what do you mean?
Pawn at the front door. Aww. And whining to be let in. Dexter somehow got out of this the puppy motel.
Oh, no. And went all the way home?
And no one knows exactly how he got out. There's a 6-foot fence at the puppy hotel, and it's 2 miles away from their home.
Oh, my gosh.
But Dexter did it, and he got all the way to the front porch. So what happened next is Jeremy got on the Ring camera speaker phone thing, and he tried to calm Dexter down.
That is so sad.
And then Sarah's on her cell phone calling the puppy hotel. And
could you imagine how mad they are at the puppy hotel?
Go get our dog.
Oh, my God.
He's on our front porch.
At least he knows his way home.
That's pretty remarkable.
That is.
Dogs are
unlike
so
my fun. Dog, who ran away at 4 o'clock in the morning, is pitch black outside in the neighbor's yard. Never came back home.
Never came back.
I had to go searching at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, they thought I was breaking into the house. It's fine.
He wasn't ready to come home.
Oh my gosh.
He'll come home when he's good and ready. Old school hit on the way.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Waking you up.
It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104, place the hits. Beyonce is your old school hit. And this is the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here too.
Good morning.
Just reading here, it says, according to the AAA, 47.9 million Americans are predicted to travel over July 4th.
I am. Are you?
Are you traveling? Where are you going?
I'm going to Sandusky. Is that considered travel?
I think so.
That's over an hour away. I'm in a wedding that weekend.
Yeah.
So the wedding is on July 3rd. So I'll be spending the night in Sandusky July 3rd into the 4th. So 4th of July weekend, I'll be down by Cedar Point.
Yeah, I would call that like a mini road trip.
Yeah.
Mini staycation.
Yeah. Still going to cost me gas money.
Yeah, for sure. But I was just... First of all, how does the AAA know this?
Right.
Like, how do they know what 47.9 million Americans are doing over July 4th?
Maybe they took a little survey.
AAA never asked me what I'm doing.
They never asked me either.
They're like, you know, Bill's pretty boring. I know he's not doing anything over July 4th. And I'm not. But I was thinking about this because my wife is in Florida right now.
Right.
And she flew down there. My mother and my sister and about 7 other people rented an RV. And they're driving west, and they're trying to get to the Grand Canyon.
Really?
And I hope they get there, because Arizona is, like, on fire right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if it's safe to go to the Grand Canyon. But they're road tripping. I cannot imagine what it costs to fill up that RV.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to know.
Like, every time you fill up, it's, like, $400.
Literally.
Or something like
that. Oh, my gosh. I mean, even me filling up my... baby cruise out there. It was like $70 this week. And I was like, oh my God, it hurts the soul.
But I'm just curious. So is AAA right? So let's say between now and July 4th, where are you going?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And how much is it going to cost to fill up your gas tank?
Yeah, I'm just curious. 216-578-0104.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
So AAA says that 47.9 million Americans are predicted to travel over July 4th. Now, I'm not going anywhere.
I'm going on a mini road trip. Will it be to Sandusky? It's like an hour and a half.
But people are going places. I mentioned my mom and my sister are road tripping in an RV out west. My wife is in Florida right now. Sarah in Akron, where are you going?
I'm going to West Virginia.
West Virginia?
Where at in West Virginia?
Charleston.
Okay, that was near my old stomping grounds.
Yeah, that's where my family's at. My family's actually all from there. My dad's about to go down there. We're all traveling down there.
And how much is it going to cost you to fill up your gas tank and drive to West Virginia and back?
Well, we're driving my boyfriend's Dodge Charger, so that's a V8. So it's probably going to be a little over 200, maybe even 300 to even get there.
No, like, I am not paying $300 to go to West Virginia. Buy yourself a plane ticket to fly to Florida.
Oh, but that's way more expensive than...
Is it?
Yeah.
I looked yesterday, and a flight to New York was like $285 from Cleveland. So
really?
It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
I have been working in Cleveland. That's crazy.
Wasn't it a meeting we were in the other day? We were talking about how flights to, like, where was it? Boise.
Yeah, because David's going to Boise tomorrow, actually, very early in the morning. He's going for a work conference. And I mean, disgustingly expensive.
$1,200 to get to Boise. That's
more than I usually pay to go to London.
That's insane.
It's insanity.
That's expensive.
Yes.
Sarah and Akron, I have one more question. As you make the road trip down to West Virginia, July 4th weekend, will you be playing this song at all?
Stop. This gives me PTSD, honestly. No.
Yes. That's one of my dad's favorite songs. That's so crazy. West
Virginia. I spent too long there. 8 years of my life is flashing before my eyes.
Yes.
Did you know every time that a bar closes in West Virginia, they play this song to tell you to go home? I'm not joking.
See, this song would not make me want to go home. It would make me want to stay. I would just want to stay at the bar.
Oh, no. See, now I have PTSD. I got to go home because they just play that song. You can handle it?
It's on Morgan's home playlist. Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan's here, too.
Good morning.
So let's get to hash it out.
Yes.
You're having an issue with someone in your life. Maybe you've been arguing about it for a while, and you just can't see eye to eye. So you come to us, Morgan and myself, and of course, our listeners are here to hopefully give you some neutral advice.
Yes.
So today we're going to start with Haley in University Heights.
Hi, Haley.
Hi.
Good morning. And Haley's boyfriend, Tyson, is on the line as well. But Haley, let's hash it out. You go first.
Okay. So last Friday night, right, my boyfriend and I decided to go out to happy hour with one of his coworkers, right? A guy. And we're having a great time, you know? We're talking about all types of things until the conversation takes a weird turn. And they start talking about, you know, the different women in their office and, you know, who they think is hot and who they think are, like, you know, okay. And the coworker asked my boyfriend if the new girl that they hired, if he thought she was hot. And then my boyfriend, this is what really got me upset, was my boyfriend goes, well, I can't answer that in front of my girlfriend. And it's like this look that he gives, you know, like, whoa, 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 you're making this a little too hot right now. Like, you know, she looks good and I can't say yes because, you know, he's making it seem like I overreact a lot and I do not. But, okay, we talked about it when we got home, right? And he was not trying to take me seriously. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. If, you know, like, he's trying to make it seem like I'm jealous or, like, I'm the one doing too much.
So are you mad that he didn't explicitly answer the question?
Yes, because if I wasn't there, your answer would have still been the same. You know, like, why would you lie? The fact that he didn't want to answer the question made me believe that he was probably going to lie. Or he was too embarrassed to say that she was hot in front of me. You know, like, I can only imagine, like, what his answer would be if I wasn't there.
Okay, so you're mad, essentially, that he did not straight up answer the question.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so two sides to every story. I think I'm getting where Haley's coming from, but let's bring in Tyson right now. Tyson, your boyfriend. Tyson, good morning.
Good morning. Listen, I'm sorry. This doesn't make any sense because I think it's very apparent why I wouldn't want to answer that question in front of my girlfriend. I think that's very, very clear. So I think this is ridiculous. I still think this is ridiculous. I don't know why we keep continuing this. I don't get it. I shouldn't have to answer that question. I think it's very clear why I wouldn't want to answer that question. am I crazy? Does anyone, come on, am I alone here? Like, just as a sign of respect or something?
Let's not. Now you're making it seem like this was a Mission Impossible question, and you couldn't answer. It was a simple question, and you made it seem like something more than what it was. So now I'm curious.
It's not even about being more. It's just about, I just think it would be rude and disrespectful to, like, say any of those things in front of you. Like, me just start talking about how hot this girl is. Like, why would I do that?
Because
how is that respectful to
all
you?
He asked, it wasn't even a crazy question. Like, there weren't even, like, follow-ups. You didn't even want to answer the question, so we didn't
I didn't
know
answer the question.
How far it was going to go. You looked like you were guilty of something. Like, oh, no.
No. Guilty of something. It just doesn't, I just don't find that it makes any difference whether I find her attractive or not, because I'm not with her. I'm with you. So if I want to stay away from, like, calling women, like, hot or whatever, like, and you know me, I don't even call, I just try to stay away from calling people hot or ugly in general. Like, most of the time,
what?
It just gets men in trouble. It just does.
You're lying right now?
About what?
Please. You've called Kelly ugly plenty of times. Plenty.
But like, that's different. She's your
wait. Who's Kelly?
So, Kelly is my best friend.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
This is deeper than I thought it was going to be.
She feels comfortable calling my best friend ugly, unprovoked, in terms of her looks.
Kelly's
but
mean,
he
all right?
Has a problem.
It's not,
like,
unprovoked. Kelly's mean.
Or
she's mean as a witch.
If one of his coworkers
you know she's mean. Don't be pulling that.
Oh, my gosh. Right. I'm like...
Yeah, we got to stop you guys right here for just a second. Okay, so you've heard what Haley is upset about, right, Morgan?
Yeah.
Okay, and you see how Tyson is reacting. I need a second to think this over.
Yeah.
Like, I am guilty in a lot of situations of saying the wrong thing and not responding correctly or not responding how my wife expected me to react.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually not sure if Tyson had the correct response here. Let's get to it. 216-578-0104. Hash it out. It continues next on the Q Morning Show.
Get up, get up, get up, get up.
Waking you up.
Bring me that smile in the morning.
It's the Q Morning Show.
I can't argue with you.
What is this?
Do you know this song?
No, what is this?
Look at you.
DJ Sway.
I don't know who that is.
You mad.
Oh, my God.
You big mad.
Okay.
So we're trying to hash it out right now. Morgan, can you explain why Haley is upset with her boyfriend Tyson?
Not really, to be completely honest with you. Haley confused me, but I'll try. So there was a coworker that her boyfriend was asked, do you think this girl is hot? And he didn't answer the question. Haley's mad that he did not answer the question. Is that correct?
Right. I think she's mad that he did not answer the question in front of her honestly and truthfully. Like, he didn't share his real feelings. He said, I can't answer that question in front of my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And she's wondering why he can't answer that question in front of his girlfriend.
Okay.
I believe that's it. But let's start with, who's on line one?
Brittany in Cleveland.
Hey, Brittany.
Hi.
What do you think about Haley and her reaction to her boyfriend's non-answer?
I think as women, we naturally overanalyze everything, and I think she's going a little bit too deep with it. He didn't want to answer it because he didn't want to disrespect her. Maybe the girl is attractive, but he didn't want to say that in front of her because it's disrespectful. And I, like, he's going to find people attractive. That's fine. But if you are secure in your relationship, you know this man loves you, that question is not important. I would be more mad at the friend. Why would the friend even ask him that question
right in
front of the girlfriend? Like, that was rude in the first place. And I think we make bigger deals out of nothing. Like, this is not an argument that needs to happen. And this is where I went wrong by overanalyzing, assuming, and making bigger things out of things that should not be a big deal. He didn't want to disrespect her. He's not hiding anything. Like, I mean, if he's a, I don't know him, but he's an honest, truthful man, and, you know, you guys have respect in your relationship. He didn't want to disrespect her. That's all it is to it. Like, let this one go.
Thank you, Brittany, for calling Q104 this morning. I think Carrie in Independence has Haley's back on this a little bit. Is that right, Carrie?
I do. I do. To piggyback on what Brittany said, yeah, he didn't want to disrespect her, but let's add the piece that you're leaving out. In front of her, had he been with just the boys, that would have been a whole different conversation, and he would have disrespected the heck out of her.
Yeah.
And that's what came out of this.
And I think that's why Haley's so upset.
Exactly, because he gave that friend the look like, dude, you're setting me up in front of my girlfriend. I can't give you my real answer in front of my girlfriend. So he's like two different people, with his girlfriend and without his girlfriend, and that's where Haley's getting pissed, because he should be himself in front of his girlfriend and not be embarrassed to be that person.
I think Carrie just, I think that's exactly right. I think that's exactly why Haley's upset. What do you think, Morgan?
I don't know. I'm trying to put myself in the situation because, yeah, like, if David said that a girl was hot, honestly, at this point in my life, it wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know. I say it about, like, actors and singers and stuff. So maybe it's different if it's somebody in real life. But I agree with Brittany in the sense that I would be way more mad at the friend for asking such a stupid question. And I would be like, why are you hanging out with somebody like that? Well, that's what I would be mad at.
They're coworkers. Maybe Haley shouldn't go out to happy hour with Tyson's coworkers.
I don't know.
Seems to be causing a lot of problems. I don't know. I never would have saw that coming either. I'm kind of with Tyson on that.
I feel like I have whiplash. Like, I've gone back and forth so many times. I don't even know what my own opinion is anymore.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. My name is Bill Ryan. Morgan is here.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here. Have you seen this video that's going around, Morgan? It's a TikTok video. And it's this couple, they're having an outdoor wedding at their house. And so there's friends and family gathered and, you know, the bride and the groom are trying to basically walk through their backyard. And next door, their neighbor is running the lawnmower.
No, I haven't seen that. You're trying to tell me that you have seen a TikTok video before I have?
Well, it's not, obviously it's on TikTok.
It's just a viral moment that people are sharing.
Right. So it's now showing up in places that I visit.
Okay. And Facebook.
I wish it was a news story because I have so many questions. But from what I can tell, the two neighbors don't have any beef. It's not like they don't get along or they've been arguing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like this neighbor is just, it looks like this large weed whacker that she's running as the bride is walking down the aisle.
Oh, she's no. Like, there must have been some miscommunication on schedules with that one.
Well, someone walked over there and asked her to stop and the lady won't stop. She won't stop mowing her lawn.
Oh my gosh.
There's a wedding happening right
there. That's rude.
We should get into how we can disrupt Morgan's wedding. How your wedding got disrupted. That's what I meant.
No, not my wedding.
All right. Battle of the Burbs. We've got that coming up. Who's going to be on top today? Let's find out next.
Mic check. 1, 2. What it do?
Wake up.
Waking you up and playing all the hits.
Give you the feeling from night to day.
The Q Morning Show.
Q104.
Who's the smartest suburb in Cleveland?
Your suburb is counting on you. It's the Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
It's been interesting. The past 2 days, the first caller that's played Battle of the Burbs has gotten the first 3 questions right,
yep.
And then they've biffed it on the 4th.
I know.
Hopefully that will not happen today.
Yeah, let's hope it's not some kind of, like, bad juju for Battle of the Burbs this week. I don't know. We have Berea, North Royalton, and North Ridgeville getting ready to rep for their city. Caller 14 is Rachel in Berea. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Rachel?
I'm doing great. I'm excited.
Aw, well, I have one question for you before we ask you the real questions. Did you happen to listen to the Hollywood Dirt Sheet this morning?
I did not. I'm actually on my way to work.
Oh, no. Well, there's at least one question from that in there, but hopefully you can do process of elimination and get it right anyways. Are you
okay,
ready?
Let's
you
hope.
Have 4 questions, 3 seconds to answer each one, okay?
Okay.
Question number 1. What is Earth's largest ocean?
Pacific.
That is correct. Question number 2. Which Kardashian sister is allegedly dating a private equity investor?
Chloe.
That is correct. Question number 3. What type of juice is the primary flavor in a Bloody Mary?
Tomato.
For the win, Rachel and Berea. In which popular board game can you play as a top hat?
Monopoly.
Rachel and Berea.
She breaks the streak.
Woo!
Oh my gosh, wow.
Congratulations. How does it feel?
It feels good. I listen every morning, and I always call, but I never make it. I had a feeling today, so I'm excited.
Oh, well, today is your lucky day. That makes win number 4 for Berea. Not only that, a year of unlimited car washes from Sergeant Clean Car Wash. You're never going to have a dirty car for a whole year.
All right. Thank you.
Rachel, tell everyone listening who made you a winner.
Q104.
Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan is here.
Good morning.
I'm Bill Ryan. So we were sitting in this meeting the other day, and I don't remember how this came up, but how did we...
No, because we're planning for Wonderstruck next month, and we're looking for Q104 banners,
right,
to put all over the place because it is our, sponsored music festival. So we're gearing up for that.
And they're like, we have no banners. We have no Q104 banners. We don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, our boss was like, we have searched everywhere. And I was like, oh... For some reason, and I don't know why this triggered the memory, but I was like, I think I have some Q104 banners in my car. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I remember having banners in my car for some reason, but for the reason why I would have them in my car happened about 2.5 years ago. So I'm not sure if they're still in there or not. So he was like, okay, we'll just go check and see, what you can find. And sure enough, I went in my trunk, and 2.5 years later, I found the Q104 banners rolled up and shoved in the back of my trunk.
How many are in there?
There were 2 in there that were rolled up.
Like, and really big ones?
Yes, like that size that we have in our studio, which takes up about half of the wall. A huge Q104 banner. And I remember specifically where I was when I got the Q104 banners. Someone from our promotions department wasn't able to go to a remote with me one day. It was not last Christmas, but the Christmas before. We were doing an appearance downtown at the ice rink, you know, in Public Square. And I had to, you know, put up these banners. And I just kept them.
You never took them back to work.
I think it's because December happened. And then by March, we were in lockdown. And by March, I was back at home. And I didn't come back to the studio until May of the following year. So I just held on to the Q104 banners, you know, for 2.5 years. It's no big deal. I gave them back eventually, right?
Have you been putting them up wherever you go? You go out to eat, just hang up some Q104 banners?
No, I completely forgot that they were in there until the moment our boss, Skippy, said, we can't find them anywhere. And I'm like, oh, I think I have them in my car. And sure enough, I did.
So we were wondering, what have you found in your car that you completely forgot about, or you just were wondering, what is that doing in here?
Like, one time my sister found a taco underneath the seat. Who knows how long that was in there?
So she actually went out and got tacos?
Yeah, I guess so. And she found it a couple days later underneath her seat.
I had a cat in my car.
Don't tell me you lost the cat.
I was driving and a cat jumped from the back seat to the front seat.
What?
I don't own a cat.
Whose cat was it?
I don't know. Don't even know how the cat.
What did you do?
Now, I did live in a rural part of Ohio at the time, in Dover, Ohio. And maybe my window was down. I don't remember. But there was a cat in my car. So 216-578-0104. What did you find in your car? You're like, what is that doing here? Or maybe to phrase this in a different way, what do you know that it's in your car right now? And that if somebody got into your passenger seat right now, you'd have to explain what's in your car.
Yes, like, either hey, or.
Like, why do you have 44 cans of Campbell's Chunky Soup in here? 216-578-0104.
Waking up.
Getting you up and going.
Waking up.
With hit after hit.
Rise and shine.
After hit.
Waking up every day.
Real life. Real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
From the 1-800-HURT-NOW Traffic Center.
Q104 hasn't been able to promote themselves for the past few years, at least in public, because Morgan had the big expensive Q104 banners in the trunk of her car.
It was an accident. I completely forgot that they were in there until literally 2 days ago.
Just wondering, what did you find in your car that they either forgot was there or...
Surprised you.
Completely surprised.
Oh, there that is.
Let's start with Kendra in Westlake. Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning.
What did you find in your car?
So a few weeks ago, I ended up finding the pair of heels I've been looking for, as well as some clothes in a bag, because when COVID hit, I moved out of my dorm room and some stuff didn't fit my clothing boxes and was hidden behind all my music stuff.
How long were you looking for these articles of clothing?
I forgot about the clothes. I was more concerned about the heels. And I was looking for these heels for a good year and a half before I gave up. And they just showed up out of nowhere.
Well, of course they were in your car.
Of course.
Are they still in style?
Oh, yeah. They still work. I wore them yesterday.
All right.
Love it.
Thanks, Kendra. Thanks for calling Q104. Let's go to Carrie in Middleburg Heights. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
What did you find in your car that you totally forgot was there or didn't even know was there?
So I did not know this was there. I found a pork loin in my trunk.
How did you figure out a pork loin was in your trunk?
So my car started smelling pretty bad, and I was blaming my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time. I thought, this is going to sound foul, but I thought he was, like, leaving lingering farts in the car.
No, it was just the pork loin in the trunk.
Yeah, we did some investigating. It had been from Christmas time, and my car didn't start smelling till it got warm out in April.
Wow. 4 or 5 months later? That's great.
Yeah, a couple months later, we finally did a big clean out, and I found it wrapped in foil in my trunk. I had no idea it was there.
That is disgusting. I want to know what it looked like, but I don't want to know what it looked like.
I did not look. I did not open that wrapped foil.
You could probably still put that in the air fryer.
No.
Might still be good.
It was terrible.
Thanks so much, Carrie, for calling Q104. Yeah! Q104 plays the hits. It's the Q Morning Show. Morgan is here.
Good morning.
I'm Bill Ryan. We might have a special guest in studio this week.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Possibly.
Maybe on Friday.
Maybe.
David's fiance, Morgan's fiance, David.
Yeah, I am David's fiance.
David's fiance, Morgan, will be here.
Yeah.
And Morgan's fiance, David, might be stopping by
Maybe.
The studio on Friday. That'll be fun.
It will be lots of fun.
Has he ever come to the studio before?
He's been in once before, yeah.
Okay.
He likes it.
Yeah, I look forward to meeting the gentleman.
Yeah, this is going to be the first time that you guys are meeting in person. I don't even think you've talked, like, you know, via social media or anything.
I don't think so at all. So hopefully we get along and he likes me.
Interesting.
This happened in Indiana. State troopers pulled over a man riding an electric Walmart cart on the interstate.
What?
While pushing.
How did he get out of Walmart with that?
Oh, I don't think that could be too hard.
I mean, wouldn't somebody stop them?
Well, you would think. But it did happen at 5 a.m, so maybe there weren't a whole lot of people there.
Yeah.
You know, Walmart's not that busy. There's really not much to say. I mean, that's pretty much the entire story. This guy was arrested. The cart was returned to Walmart.
Oh, thank God.
But I think it's funny what Indiana officials said. They released a statement afterward reminding residents that electric Walmart carts should not be allowed on the interstate and that slower vehicles should use the right-hand lane.
Okay.
Keep that in mind.
Real life, real Cleveland. Q Morning Show.
Makes me feel happy. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.